It's still a shock that a terrorist attack would occur on Marathon Monday, a festive event in Massachusetts that draws thousands of participants from around the world and millions of spectators who line a road race course that weaves 26 miles from leafy Hopkinton Green to a finish line just in front of the Boston Public Library.
It is one of the most celebratory moments in every year in Massachusetts. It's such a great day, and for have that be tarnished.
Steve Bonacotti of West Springfield, one of hundreds of marathon runners last year from Western Massachusetts, had crossed the Boylston Street finish line and was about two blocks away when the first bomb exploded at 2:49 p.m.
I was walking onto the common going up towards the State House where my car was, and there wasn't much panic until I got to the top of the State House, and all of a sudden people started relaying very quickly that there was a couple explosions and that they thought it was terrorists right at that, really within minutes after the explosion. That's what people thought.
The horror of that day hit Bonacotti as he was headed out of the city and drove past Massachusetts General Hospital.
There was already police in emergency vehicles transporting people. You could see wrapped going into Mass General. It was so fast that the response, but you saw right there how vivid it was and how real it was.
A back injury prevented Bonacotti from training for this year's marathon, but he said if he was able to, he would run next week.
I would. And I think you see that in a lot of people now. You have a lot of people that are going to run it again, and so many people who are going to run it for the first time. I have a lot of friends who are running it for the first time. That pride of what Boston means, what the marathon means.
Results of a Western New England University poll released last week found 73% of Massachusetts residents believe the terrorist attack changed the city of Boston in a lasting way. Of those who said the bombings altered the city, 62% said the change was for the better. University polling director Tim Versalotti said people mentioned a surge in civic pride and a feeling of unity that followed the bombings.
Folks would talk about the Boston Strong campaign, and a few even brought up the World Series and the Red Sox victory as a way of sort of healing the city and bringing it back and just giving a stronger, more positive sense of community in Boston as a way of finding a silver lining in, of course, a very dark cloud.
Zokar Tsarnaev faces trial on charges that he and his brother set off the bombs. Tsarnaev's older brother, Tamerlan, died following a shootout with police a few days after the bombings. The Western New England University survey found the state evenly divided over whether Tsarnaev should get life in prison or the death penalty if convicted.
We rotated those answers in random order as well to hold off on any order effect and make sure it was a methodologically sound measure. And what we found was that the state is fairly evenly divided. 48% said life in prison with no chance of parole. 45% said the death penalty.
U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts Carmen Ortiz is in charge of the prosecution of Tsarnaev on federal terrorism charges. The trial is currently scheduled to begin November 3rd.
There's no question this case obviously will be incredibly challenging. But all I can say is that we're, you know, working very hard to get prepared. I think all parties are working very hard to make sure that justice is done.
Looking ahead to this year's Boston Marathon on April 21st, the Western New England University poll found 53% said they were confident and 38% said they were somewhat confident law enforcement can keep this year's event safe from violence. Former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis, who is now a security consultant, said the people who have put together the public safety plans for this year's marathon have done an exceptional job.
They've done exactly what needs to be done to provide a balance between a safe event and a police state. You don't want to have people afraid to come into the city. And I think that they've done a great job in putting it together.
The beefed-up security includes more than 3,500 police officers, more than double last year's number, more security cameras, bomb-sniffing dogs, and restrictions on the types of bags spectators and runners can bring. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.